Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to be a pioneer and soar to new dimensions. Our guest today is Ron Pevney, and he's author of Conscious Living, Conscious Aging, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health and your mind and your spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. We have with us Ron Pevney. He's author of Conscious Living, Conscious Aging, and Ron is the founding director of the Center for Conscious Eldering. He's an author, a speaker, and a workshop facilitator. Welcome, Ron.
Well, thank you, Linda. It's an honor to be interviewed by you today.
Well, I think, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 75, and I love this book, Conscious Living, Conscious Aging, because it's the best time of our lives if we handle it correctly.
It can indeed be the best time of our lives. It can be the pinnacle of our emotional growth, the pinnacle of our spiritual growth, kind of the culmination of a life well lived, if we choose to live it consciously and not just drift into getting old unconsciously.
So tell me,
my work with conscious aging or conscious eldering is very much about showing people a positive, empowering vision for what aging can be if we choose to allow that to be the case for ourselves.
So conscious aging is really understanding how to overcome limits and live your best life, correct?
Yeah, very much so, very much so. How to live your best life, how to acknowledge and honor and understand that our elder years, the years after our 60s and 70s, and many people are now living into the 80s and 90s, can be a time of real growth, a time of real fulfillment, a time of personal expansion, a time of significant contribution, while at the same time acknowledging that as we age, we are going to suffer losses and diminishments. But those can very much be offset by the wonderful opportunities that we have for growth and fulfillment in our later years.
Well, I can certainly agree with that. I got to tell you, it's really interesting. I mean, at 53, I started this radio network, and now I'm still at 75 running three businesses. And I've stopped, you know, writing books and doing all of that a couple of years ago. Running the radio network was almost a 24/7 job. And what I ended up doing was about a couple of years ago, I decided I better start writing these books again because I had put three books out, and I said, I'm getting older. I want people to understand and ascertain the knowledge and wisdom that I've received, and I wanted to give back. So I started producing one book a year, and I'm now in my second book, and it's been amazing. So now I'm out lecturing, and I'm out, they've asked me to do a 157 city tour. They asked me to do a television show at 75. So when you think that age makes a difference, it doesn't. It's all about how you can handle it. And of course, you know, for me, I've been into natural health, for 60 years. So, you know, I don't take any drugs, and I exercise, and I sleep well, and so there's nothing wrong with me. I have no drugs, and everything's working well. But so, you know, there's ways of doing these things. So people, and your book actually shows, too, that, you know, life doesn't stop because you get old. So what are...
No, life doesn't stop whatsoever. And, you know, age doesn't make a difference, Linda, except, I guess what I would say, I would add a little bit of nuance to that statement. It does not serve us when we begin to get into our 60s, our 70s, and our 80s to try to act like and to hold on to the belief that we are still in our 30s and 40s. Because there is a distinct life stage, you know, a stage in human growth and development that is called elderhood. And it has some of its own tasks and its own opportunities and its own possibilities. And if we continue to hang on to the idea that we can continue to be 40, if you will, until our bodies finally give out at whatever age they finally give out, we're going to deny ourselves the opportunity to grow into that unique life stage of elderhood.
Well, I don't know.
And in that unique life stage of elderhood, there are many, many wonderful opportunities for contributing and growing and making a difference. But that's a life stage that also very much calls for us to be more inward, to focus on our inner lives.
I don't agree.
Focus on our spiritual lives, to let go of some of our identification as being somebody who's out there being active and always accomplishing, and to more and more get in touch with the fact that our essence isn't our accomplishments and the things that our personality can do, but that our essence really is a spiritual essence.
Oh, I agree. I agree, Ron, but I don't exactly agree to everything that you're saying. I mean, I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old, so I understand what spirituality is. And you do have to take a little bit of caution and understand your body and what you're doing so that you do things appropriately. But I do not think that you have to stop ascertaining heights or doing whatever you need to do that is calling to you spiritually to do. But I do think that you can do it in different ways, as you don't have to be 40 to do the things that you're doing. But I don't think you should put a cap and say, okay, it's elderhood and you can't do things anymore. I just don't believe that.
No, and I agree. I do not think you should put a cap on it, but I think that at this particular point in life, it is very, very important to really be in touch with what our deepest inner knowing is telling us what's right at this particular point.
Correct.
And there are a lot of people I know, and I'm sure people you know, Linda, who as they age, they almost have this commitment that I am going to continue doing what I've been doing. I'm not going to in any way modify it or stop it. I'm going to keep doing it to somehow prove that I'm not getting old. And that does not serve people. But if we really honor our bodies and our inner guidance as to what is the right way to approach whatever it is that we feel called to do, and to do it in that way, then we can really, really age well.
Well, I think, for me, what I feel is no matter, you know, when you exercise and you eat right and you're trying to do all of this stuff, it's not so much to keep death away from your door. I do believe that we are all fated for a specific time. We have a specific number of heartbeats, you know, and we're going to go no matter what. But what we are doing when we are exercising and we are keeping our mind active is making sure that we have more vitality in life, you know, and we are able to live a better life longer without pains and all sorts of things. I mean, we have to respect right? And we have to respect our bodies, but we also have to understand that there are no limits. There's just ways of getting around things. You may not be able to do things like you're 40. For example, I can't run 10 miles anymore, right, with huffing and puffing and doing that. I suppose
yeah,
I could,
yeah.
But
I can resonate with that.
But right. I can still run 5, okay? So, so it depends, and you can always change where you're at, no matter in a physical condition or whatever, to be the best that you can be for the age that you are. And I think that that's what we have to do, and we cannot just think that we're just, because we're old, that our bodies are going, that, you know, that's no longer necessary and we have to only use our minds and our spirits we should be in balance for body, mind, and spirit, because I've found that if my body is not in good shape, you know, for me, you know, because everybody's different, I do not think best. I do not spiritually connect as well. And so everything is in balance. And so I think that what we have to do is to just adjust to our age and figure out different ways of getting what we want, you know, using different methods. And also, you're right, you know, to clean up our act, to figure out if you have any dangling participles in your life that need to be, you know, resolved, you know, like if you're angry with someone or whatever, this is the time to do that so that you can move on in grace and be more positive and have more energy, quite frankly.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I would add that making sure that our bodies are healthy so that we have good, strong energy isn't just about, you know, our diet or exercising or going to the gym or doing Tai Chi or whatever. It is also about having a strong sense of purpose. And as you know, and I know, so much research around the world into healthy longevity has found that having a strong sense of purpose keeps the life force flowing, and it is very, very much correlated to a longer life and a healthier life. And so it's so important, and that's very much about what conscious eldering work is about, is helping people to find their sense of purpose as they get into their retirement and then post-retirement age years. To have that something that is truly an important reason to get up in the morning, that is about more than just yourself. And most definitions of purpose are a reason to get up in the morning that is about more than just yourself and your own pleasure and your own security. And so I think that's an important component also in having strong life force energy so that we can really shine as we age.
I think that's true because, you know, when I went to the senior center many years ago, I said, oh, I don't have any strength, so I better go and take a class. And then I got involved with them and, you know, and so I found that many of them, didn't have a purpose. You know, they were, and so I encouraged them to, you know, we put on tea parties and we did all sorts of things and introduced them to natural health and opened up new, you know, new ways of doing it. And of course, I'm very comedic at times, you know, and so, you know, I would do this comedy wise and it would open up people's minds. And because some of them think they get into a thing where, you know, well, you know, now I'm retired, and especially men, they don't know what to do once they're retired. They just, they have to find a different purpose. And so, you know, even with my brother, I'd say, you know, why don't you go, you know, you love to hike, so why don't you go and do a environmental group which goes and helps the trails, you know, and picks up things on the trails, which he did. And so when you're right in finding a purpose, I mean, I have so many purposes, I can't die yet.
me neither.
So I'm going to be around for a while. I'm planning to be here until 102. Now tell me a little bit about how nature can be a healer and a teacher.
Well, I think what sets our conscious eldering work, my work, apart from a lot of the very positive work, writing, and teaching that's being done about the potentials of aging, is my strong emphasis on the importance of having a strong connection with the natural world if we are going to truly grow and thrive. And I think there's so many reasons for that. I would imagine that if you were to do a poll of your audience, I've oftentimes done this with people I talk to on our retreats or when I give talks, and ask them what their most powerful spiritual experiences were, their most life-transforming experiences, the majority of people would not say it is something that happened indoors or something that happened in a church or a synagogue or a temple. They would say, they would tell you about some heart and mind expanding experience they had in the natural world. You know, it's in the natural world that we are most in touch with the, with who, what is most natural in us, who we truly are at the core. And when we're in the world, you know, of walls and roofs and cities and buildings, we're in a world that is where the energy around us is so much the energies of culture, of society, of, you know, secularism, of all those kind of things that that don't support what is truly the best in us. And it is so important, I believe, to get into nature to allow that to remind us what is most true, to get us in touch with our spiritual essence, to get us in touch with the fact that we are natural beings, and that the rhythms and cycles that govern our lives, you know, the endings and the beginnings, are the same rhythms and cycles that govern the whole world, all the life around us. And we know that, not just conceptually, but we know that in a visceral way when we are in nature, especially if we're there just kind of being open and not necessarily goal-oriented that I have to climb this mountain or ski this Black Diamond run, but just to be there and allow, take questions that we're carrying with us into nature. You know, ask God to, however we understand the divine, to speak to us when we're in nature. And it is absolutely magnificent how people's hearts and minds open when they are in nature in that way.
Well, I agree. I mean, I live close to the ocean. You know, I'm Cancer, so I like to be by the ocean. But what happens with me is I have to get out in nature, even if it's going to the backyard and touching a tree every once in a while, taking my shoes off and putting it in the grass. Because what happens is when things get overwhelming for me, you know, because I'm still working and working and working and, you know, and still having a good, healthy life, no matter, you know, in all aspects, I find when I get into nature, it shifts me to something beyond myself, understanding that I am part of the whole, and to just relax. And it's really interesting. My last book that I wrote was called Symbols of You. And I wrote it particularly for people to understand not only things that are happening, you know, inside, but also with nature. So what does it really mean when you see a hummingbird come by you? And how does that, how can that help you? And that's because hummingbirds symbolize joy. And for me, in my book, you know, I'll say, okay, well, I'm working really hard. And then all of a sudden, I'll see this hummingbird outside the window, and it'll remind me, hey, you know, get back to center. Put a little more joy in your life. Don't get so stressed out. And so when you use nature and symbols on it, can actually help you become more conscious of being part of the whole rather than just it's me, 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 me. And so when you are that and you get into nature, it expands, you know, just the energy of the earth, if you allow it in, expands everything that you have to make you feel centered and part of everything, and you don't feel alone so much either.
Yeah, and I would add to that, Linda, that when you're in the natural world and you are open and you let it open you, it helps to remind us in a strong, visceral way of the importance of our interconnection with all of life and of our responsibility to help support life, to help support the natural world, help the people in the society around us recognize that we are all interconnected and that we cannot be well and we cannot be healthy if the world around us is not well and healthy. And it's being in nature that we know that in a gut-level way and not just in our heads.
I agree. And also, another thing that I feel that we need to do is put respect for all living things, and even things that are not living, because who knows if they're not having some kind of energy. Anyway, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about Ron Pevney's new book, Conscious Living, Conscious Aging. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Ron Pevney. He's author of Conscious Living, Conscious Aging. And we were talking about being old and how we can still live our best life. Can you tell us a little bit about what is pre-elderhood legacy? What is a pre-elderhood legacy?
Well, I think it is so important, Linda, for all of us as we move through our lives, and especially in the later chapters, to be aware of our legacy. And I think we really have two legacies. You know, as we get into our later years, we have the legacy of our lives up to the point where we start to enter elderhood. And we have the legacy that we still have the opportunity to create in our elder chapters. You know, I define legacy as, it means many different things to different people. You could find a million definitions, but to me the most useful definition is legacy is the impact that we have made on others, that we have made on the world. And we've all had an impact. Hopefully, we all hope that our impact has been more positive than negative. We've all contributed something to the world. We've all made a difference. But so very often, and this is the mindset of the world we live in now that glorifies youth but doesn't have an honored role for elders, so often we feel that once we've reached retirement age, once we retire, we stop the careers or the work we've been doing, that our time of real contribution, of really making having a legacy, is pretty much over. But that's not true, because elderhood can be a time of a wonderful legacy of service. It just may be service in a different way. It could be a time of touching people deeply as we grow, as we allow our spiritual light to shine forth. That touches people in important ways. You know, as we find ways each day to somehow be of service in the world, we are touching people, we're touching the world, and we're leaving a legacy. And so we have legacy before our elderhood, and there is a legacy of our elderhood. But unfortunately, for so many people in today's world, their sense or their belief is that their legacy making is over. And they're denying themselves and the world around them and their community such wonderful opportunities to continue to make a difference.
You know, I agree with that, and it's not so hard to do. You know, it doesn't have to be unsurmountable. For example, what I like to do is when I go out and I'm talking to a cashier or talking, you know, to see someone, I'll smile or I'll use kindness, and that makes that person's day. And you don't even know sometimes how much it does. And or I'll give a suggestion, or I'll make a little joke, or make them feel that they're seen. So even if you're older, you know, I know that, and it's very interesting for women, because when you reach a certain age, you're no longer seen. Okay, if you're a pretty woman and then you get older, you're not seen. And, you know, it's a little bit of a transition to understand that. But the thing is that your soul is always seen, and your soul is always in your eyes and in your smile. So if you just are kind to people, and you are able to open your heart to people, and you smile at people, you lighten up a load in the whole universe, in conscious living, in consciousness. And so just being nice and kind is a wonderful thing to do, that anybody can do, whether you're sitting at home in a nursing home, or whether you're, you know, out, you know, doing anything at any age, you can still do that.
And being nice and kind is a lot easier, I believe, Linda, when you have done some of the spiritual work and some of the inner work that helps to allow your love and your compassion to flow through. And that's a big part, I think, of the work of conscious eldering, is dealing with some of those things, you know, the resentments and the grudges and the old baggage and the energy blocks that we all accumulate over long lives, that can block the flow of our energy, block the flow of our love and our kindness. And the more we can make a conscious effort as we age to find healing and to understand those things that block our energy flow and to transform them, then the more we're going to be able to shine our light, as you're talking about.
I agree. I definitely agree. Now, how do you serve and savor as we age?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
How do you serve? How do you help to serve and actually enjoy aging?
Well, we all come into this world, I firmly, firmly believe, we all come into this world with certain gifts that come with our souls. They're part of who we are. They're part of the reason that we're here. The term I have for them is signature gifts. Some people call them soul gifts. It doesn't matter what we call them. But we all have something to contribute. And one of the important tasks, I think, of aging really well, of aging consciously, is to remember and to get in touch with what is that essence of who we are, where our light shines the most brightly. And how have we perhaps shown that light in our younger years, you know, before our elderhood? And now, what are the ways that we can shine that same light that are appropriate for this particular stage in our life? And there are plenty of ways. And, you know, one thing that I think is so important that I always share with people is, if you don't know how you can really be of service, if you don't really know, you know, what is your purpose, many people ask, oh, I don't know what my purpose is, make a commitment to yourself that you're going to do your best to have your number one priority each day when you wake up to be, somehow this day I am going to grow, and somehow this day I am going to be of service. And then keep your eyes open. There are a million possible ways every day to be able to be of service to others and to the world. And some of those will be ways that, you know, we are kind of bigger ways that we know about, and we kind of plan that we're going to be doing this, you know, a lot. And others are just those things that emerge each day where somebody needs our help, somebody needs a loving word, somebody needs something compassionate that we do. But to have our intention every day to somehow serve, we're going to find plenty of ways to be of service. And the more we do that, the more we're able to get in touch with our deepest gifts, you know, what I call soul gifts or signature gifts, that might be our own unique, very specific way of being of service. But there are a million ways to be of service every day. But we have to have a commitment to that. And unfortunately, so many people in today's world kind of feel that, well, you know, I've worked hard, I've maybe been of service up until retirement, and now it's my time to just play. It's my time to just think of me. It's my time to have it be all just about me. And that is such a loss for ourselves and our own growth and fulfillment, and for all those people whose lives we could touch if we didn't carry that mindset.
Well, I do know that we're just about to go to break. Can you stay with us for another 8 minutes, Ron?
I can indeed, Linda.
Great. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with Ron Pevney and more about his book, Conscious Living, Conscious Aging. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMackenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Ron Pevney. We're talking about his book, Conscious Living, Conscious Aging, which you can get on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or any bookstore. You just have to ask them if they don't have it on the shelf, which they should, because this is a really great book to walk you through step by step on how you can have your best life as an elder. And also, in your book, too, I don't know if you, being elderly in many of the old ancient cultures, it was esteemed because of your knowledge. It's just in America, and now some of the European countries, but before they took care of their elders. And in ancient civilizations, the elderly were really respected for what they knew and what they did. And actually, we do still have lots of information on how to handle things, or give input to things. So, I just thought I'd throw that out. So, now, we were talking a little bit about practices for staying conscious. Can you give us some ways that we can stay conscious?
Well, I think, Linda, that the more one learns about conscious eldering or conscious aging, and those terms are oftentimes used synonymously. I prefer the term conscious eldering. The more one learns about it, the more one learns that it's multifaceted. There's so many different aspects or components to living a more conscious life rather than just living out of habit. And I'll speak to just a couple of them right now. I believe that the more we are in touch with the spiritual dimension in ourselves, however we understand that, that uplifts our hearts, uplifts our spirits. The more we're in touch with that dimension, the more we're going to live consciously and not just be living out of habit. And that's why spiritual practices are so very, very important. But I think that it's not just adding more spiritual practices or meditation to one's life or prayer to one's life, even though those are very, very meaningful and important. But it's also being willing to take a good look about what we are doing that numbs us out. And so many of us feed ourselves a toxic diet of images of fear. We're surrounded by that in the media all around us, especially these days. There are plenty of images of fear that numb us out and make us go unconscious. So many of us feed ourselves, a toxic diet of perhaps too many people in our lives who drain our energy rather than enlivening us and supporting the best in us. We feed ourselves lousy diets, the kind of food we eat, the kind of books we read, the kind of music we listen to. So many of us feed ourselves things that do not uplift our spirits and help us to be more conscious. And all these other things numb us out. And so it's so important that we be willing to make an effort to look at what do we feed ourselves? Are we feeding ourselves uplifting images, uplifting music, uplifting friends, uplifting experiences, finding uplifting community of kindred spirits? Are we feeding ourselves those kind of things that help support us being more conscious? Or are we feeding ourselves a whole diet of things that just kind of numb us out and make us unconscious? And the other thing I would add, Linda, is that I think one way of knowing if we are just living out of habit is if, rather than living consciously, is if we are doing everything we can possibly do to avoid being uncomfortable. And the fact of the matter is that growing and living more consciously always involves stretching beyond our comfort zones. And so an important way to become more conscious is to build into our lives opportunities and activities and ways of being that feel a bit uncomfortable, where we know we are stretching out of our comfort zones. Because when we do that, then we are beginning to live consciously rather than just out of the comfort of habit.
Well,
I think the two things that come to mind that I would share right now.
I think that those are really great things. I mean, as a matter of fact, because of all the negativity is why I started this radio network 23 years ago. We're all positive talk, trying to keep people in a positive vein on body, mind, and spirit level. And we've reached over 79 million listeners so far, which is great. You know, we want to create a domino effect so that we're all getting that. And we wanted to be part of that process. So that when people are feeling fear, or they're feeling anxiety or negative emotions, there's some place that they can come and get supportive help, like what you're saying. And so we interview many people, and we have over 48 hosts. So it's really, I understand exactly what you're saying. And the other thing is that we have to understand that fear is our friend. And the only thing that someone can control you with is fear. And in my life, I have found that fear is two things: fear of loss or fear of death. We're all going to die. I've been to the other side. They've done documentaries and stuff on that. And so we know that there's life on the other side, so we shouldn't fear death for that. And for fear of loss, we come into the world with nothing. We go out with nothing but the love we give and the love we receive. So when you use fear as a learning mechanism, when something you are fearful comes to you, you must walk through it, because that's the only way to get through it. Otherwise, it will come round and round and round again until you have to walk through it. And when you do walk through it, with consciously walking through it and understanding, you never have to get that fear or that lesson again. So one of the things that we have to understand is fear is there to teach us. It's not there to make us and stay in a negative state. And so is all negative emotions, guilt and all these things. They need to be, they're there to teach us, to give us a little symbol of saying, hey, you know, something's wrong here. You need to overcome this. And so that we can walk through the light and we can never have that bother us again. So when you're holding grudges or, you know, and it's not that you don't, when, you know, when you're feeling grief or these negative emotions, it's not really negative if you use it in a positive way. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's right. They are all there to, as you say, they are all there to teach us something. They're all there to help us grow. And it is so important, that something that it is so hard for most of us to learn. It's so hard to understand that we can allow ourselves to feel difficult emotions. And by really feeling them, then we learn what there is to learn from them, and then we can transform them or let them go. But if we don't really allow ourselves to feel them, then we're constantly trying to fight them off, to push them off, and it's not a very positive way to live, and we're not learning much of anything.
That's great. Now, Ron, we're almost out of time. Can you tell us a little bit about where people can find out more about you and your book?
Yeah. As you said earlier, my book, Conscious Living, Conscious Aging, subtitle is Claiming the Gifts of Elderhood, is available in just about any bookstore, and you can find my book also through my publisher, who is Beyond Words. Beyond Words Publishing. And we have a website, the Center for Conscious Eldering.com. That's Center for Conscious Eldering.com. There are lots of articles and interviews and rich material in there for people to be able to learn a whole lot more about the kind of work we do and the kind of things that you and I have had an opportunity to touch on this morning.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on, Ron. I really appreciate you, and thanks for all your work.
Thank you, Linda. I wish you well. I wish your good work well.
Thank you. We're off to break.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you might be able to amplify your own energy to help you get what you desire. Today we're going to talk about hematite. Now, hematite ranges from gray to black or brown and red or even red, but it's got a metallic luster. That's how you can tell it's hematite. Now, hematite can be called a stone for the mind because it helps you sort out things in your mind and can be used for mental attunement, memory enhancement, original thinking, and technical knowledge. It also assists you in mathematical problems. So if you're a math major, hematite is a good one for you, and in the development of both mental and manual dexterity. Now, although the stone enhances mental capability, it also provides for a very calming atmosphere. So it encourages you to reach for that sun. You know, it helps you realize that the only limitation which exists are those self-limiting concepts within your mind. It's also capable of helping the body to remain cool or dispelling of heat. at the physical level. So you could use it on your forehead to draw out the heat from a fever, or you could take it as an elixir internally. Now, an elixir means that you take a very clean hematite, put it in some water, and you let it stay there either overnight, either in the sun or in the moonlight. If you want more stronger energy, you put it in the sun. If you want it more gentle female energy, you put it in the moon. And then you take the stone out and drink the water, and that will help to dispel that. Now, I don't know how long you can do it. You'll figure it out, because you'll just know. It also assists in focusing of energy and emotions for balance between the body, mind, and spirit. And it just dissolves negativity, and it transforms it to a place where it goes into the universal light of love. Zap, it's gone. It also helps you to attain a soft meditative state. So it helps you ground and bring tranquility and emotional clarity for you. Now, in healing, it can be used in the treatment of leg cramps, which is great to know when you're older, blood disorders such as anemia, nervous disorders, and insomnia, and it can also be used to assist in spinal alignment and in the proper healing of breaks and fractures. Placing a piece of hematite on the base of the spine, on the area of misalignment, and on the top of the spine has provided adjustment to the vertebrae, just like a chiropractor. So a little three pieces of hematite, zap, 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 and all your stuff goes into place. We like that. We like that. It's an easy way to do it. Let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today's herb is flax. I always liked flax. I don't know why. You can have flaxseed oil, and that's really a good for a source of omega-3, although they're saying that that's a seed oil that you shouldn't be doing, but I don't believe that. I think certain seed oils are pretty good for you. So, flax is really the source of linen. You know, it's the fiber of linen, and it's been cultivated since at least 5000 BC. But today, it's kind of likely to be grown for its oil just as much as for its, fabric. The medicinal properties of the seeds or linseed were known to the Greeks. Hippocrates recommended them for inflammation of the mucous membranes. And in 8th century France, Charlemagne passed laws requiring the seeds to be consumed to keep his subjects healthy. Now, remember, do not use the linseed oil that they use in oil painting. Not the same kind, okay? You don't want to use that one. What you want to do is use the ripe seeds. And the ripe seeds can be used as relaxing expectorant. It can be used as a bulking laxative. It can be used in poultices. And they're very soothing for gastritis and sore throats. And linseed oil contains some kind of linoleic acids, and that's needed for the production of hormone-like prostaglandins that's vital for many of the body functions. Now, linseed oil is an important source of essential fatty acids, which can help prevent the buildup of fatty deposits in your tissues. So, linseed oil is really good, flaxseed oil. The whole plant of the mountain or purging flax is a potent laxative and was often used as an alternative to the herb senna. And the tea was also a traditional folk remedy for rheumatism and liver complaints. And it helps the body get rid of toxins. Now, there are some cautions. Linseed oil deteriorates rapidly, so prepare it freshly as required. And, of course, again, don't use the artist linseed oil. A lot of times you'll go to the health food store. When you go to the health food store, the flaxseed oil that's the best is in the refrigerator. Is it expensive? Yes, but you get what you pay for. Now, the seeds contain traces of an acid which is toxic in large quantities. So while no cases of poisoning has been ever reported from linseed, don't exceed your regular dosages, because otherwise it's going to may put you in question. Anyway, that's the end of this segment. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. I want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to linda@lindamckenzie.net. Or you can write to me. I love snail mail. HealthyLife.net Radio, P.O. Box 385, Manhattan Beach, California 90267. I've enjoyed this hour with you, so until next time, this is Linda McKenzie. I can't even say my last name. It's Linda McKenzie. I woke up this morning. I'll stand by it. Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of truth, communication, and openness. Bye.